This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Gallup Economic Confidence Index was up last week. It's now at a high for the year, which is promising. But as always with economic indicators, what the numbers say needs a little interpretation.
And the latest poll number suggests
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup, and seeing as how they're his numbers, we thought we'd ask him what they mean. Frank, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you.
So what's going on with these numbers? We are getting increasingly confident, you tell us.
Well, what's going on is politics. At this time of year, when you ask somebody how's the weather, they're going to answer based on their political orientation. Certainly when we measure consumer confidence, we're seeing the same thing. The numbers shot up last week. That was concomitant with the Democratic convention. Obama was getting a bounce. And sure enough, when we look at our data, Kai, it's Democrats most of all who increased their economic confidence last week. Independents a little less. And Republicans, flat as a pancake.
Let me read between the lines. Are you telling me that people's political views influence how they view what would otherwise be objective economic news?
That's right. When you ask somebody about the economy, you don't mention politics at all. And yet, particularly in a political season, people see that as a referendum on the president in particular. If they're a Democrat, they say, yeah, things are going well. If you're a Republican, they say, absolutely not. I can't agree with anything that's positive with a Democrat in the White House.
Isn't that a little depressing? I mean, honestly.
We certainly know, speaking of depressing, that when you ask people how's economic news these days, Republicans, and this was in a Pew study that they just put out, Kai, 60% said the news they are hearing about the economy recently has been bad. Only 15% of Democrats said that. So Republicans are depressed in general because of their political orientation. Yeah. And Democrats say, hey, things are going well because we have our person in the White House.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Frank, and it is political. It's become a political issue here. It's the violence in the Middle East. And both the president and Governor Romney have been going back and forth at each other about this one. Do events like this tend to influence a political opinion in this country?
They do. In certain instances, they're what we call, Kai, rally events. And regardless of who the president is, people tend, at least temporarily, to rally around the president when things happen. The biggest rally event in our history was 9/11.
Yeah.
Bush's job approval rating shot up by 35 points after that. And then we had a Democratic president, Jimmy Carter. Hostages were taken in Iran, and his job approval rating in the short term went up. And there are a lot of other examples in similar ways.
Yeah. And does proximity to an election factor in? I mean, we're, what, 60 days away?
I would say in general they can be short-lived. Jimmy Carter's job approval shot up, but then it had fallen down the next year as he was running for president down into the 20s, and he lost. So I think they can be short-lived. Again, it depends on what happens in the weeks thereafter, but they're not permanent.
Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. Our segment with him that we do every week is called Attitude Checking. Find out more on our website, which is, of course, marketplace.org. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.